An unmarried son is a liability for any Indian family, but it's worse when he's living in Australia, far away from his family, but still can't escape the family pressures. Every week, we're going to look at the joys and pitfalls of an arranged marriage with our modern Indian man, Muli, and his sister, Star. Hi, guys, and welcome to the Arranged Marriage for the Modern Indian Man podcast. My name is Bobby, and I'm joined today by the man in question, Muli.
Hello.
And his sister, Star.
Hello.
So last week, we talked about how Muli's parents brought up the whole arranged marriage to Muli, and he finally, at long last, to his parents' great happiness, agreed. But he also set some conditions to the whole arranged marriage process. So today we're going to delve a little bit deeper into that and find out how exactly his parents have reacted to these conditions. So Muli, so far you've said that your parents have been very happy with the process, but has anything changed since then?
So I don't think much has changed since then. At least I didn't think so until a couple of days ago. So I thought my parents were still pretty happy with the process. They still seem to have some sort of residual happiness from me saying yes to agree to the whole process. I think they were a little bit like less happy with my conditions, but we had a bit of back and forth over the conditions, and then we progressed to the profiles and the matches. So overall, I thought they were pretty happy. I think the parentometer, I thought it was a firm, at least satisfied. And that was a little bit before I spoke to Star, who had a little bit of a different take on this. Star?
Yeah, so I guess so. I guess mom and dad will always say that they're happy to you, Muli, because they still want to keep you on side with this whole process and not put you off. they also don't want to like start off with a bunch of complaints about your conditions or the process. They're still being optimistic to you. But the last time I spoke to mom and dad, I have to say before we get into what they actually said that Indian parents are amazing at sarcasm. They can take any statement that you say, however innocuous. It could be something like, oh, I'm going to drink some milk, and turn it into something that's extremely sarcastic and it sounds like you're the worst person in the world. Like, oh, you want milk now? You want to drink milk, do you?
Now you want milk?
I think my favorite one that most of us have heard is probably like, oh, so you want to go out with your friends? Ah, okay.
go out, have fun. Yeah. So they've done the same thing. They've applied this sarcasmation process to your conditions, Muli, where they started off with something like, so one of your conditions was, I'll take my time talking to the women, right? And I think last week we thought, okay, that's quite reasonable because you want to get to know them. But mom's take on this was, oh, and he said he'll take as long as he needs and he'll talk to them for however long he wants. And then he'll just say no for no reason. And he thinks this is reasonable. And then I'm trying to like talk her down out of this saying, you know, I think he just means that he's going to take his time to get to know people. But you know, her opinion was, hey, this is an arranged marriage. You can't just faff around talking to people as long as you like, and then you just say no for no reason, or you just sort of drop out and that's it.
But they dug themselves this hole because they were like, oh, we'll make sure that you like her and like that you'll get along and blah, blah, blah. And then like they were really supportive. So now that I like kind of took advantage of this, they're annoyed. Like they can't have it both ways. They can't be like, oh, we'll make sure you find somebody, we'll find somebody that you like and get along with, etc., etc., and then be like, oh, you're talking to her for too long and then you're not giving her the reasons, like, or giving us the reasons why you don't want to talk to her anymore. But like I don't feel like I need to explain like everything, every interaction that I've had with this girl with my parents. I think it might just be a bit embarrassing. Like,
yeah, but Muli, do you think that's really reasonable on your part, though, to expect a girl who's in this whole arranged marriage process as well to be talking to a guy for that long, and then have you, you know, at the end of it say, yeah, sorry, you know, thanks. It is, you know, a bit of a waste of their time. I think even applying it to the context of like a modern dating world, you know.
I think that's perfectly fair because, like, I mean, if we're not happy speaking to each other for over 6 months, like, I mean, we're not going to be happy spending the rest of our lives together. Like, I didn't mean years because, I mean, that's just, like, it would be pretty hard to keep up conversation for that long. But I reckon at least a I don't think 5 to 6 months is too long. I think that's fair.
Sure. I was going to say that, Bobby, I think you have a good point about dating, that you wouldn't just sort of talk to someone indefinitely and then just break up with them for no reason if you're dating. But I mean, people do date for like a few months and then break up, right? And it could be over something quite trivial. And I don't know
Yeah,
if
that's
all of
true.
us want to, and I don't think all of us want to like dig into all the reasons that we've broken up with people with our mom and dad in like excruciating detail.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, some of them might be really petty. Like, I don't want to give them any ammunition.
Yeah, that's right. He could be, yeah, mom and dad would be like, "What? You broke up with this girl because she's a Nickelback fan? That's not an acceptable reason." But yeah, I would say this is they are quite upset about this and the list of conditions because to them, a lot of these are very unreasonable. But I think that could be like a generational thing as well, where I guess in their generation, if you talk to someone a couple of times and you're happy with each other, then you just get married. It's not like you just continue talking for however long. And in some ways, it's like implicit that if you agree to meet someone or start going on dates with them in this context, then that's going to lead to marriage. Like, you're not just like, why would you even like start meeting them or going on dates if you're not going to say yes?
Yeah, it's actually really funny because with my parents, they actually only started going on dates after they'd said yes. So it was only after they were engaged, I guess, that they went on dates and got to know each other. So yeah, definitely a generational thing. I guess, part of it maybe for your parents, Muli, is like they're thinking, what are they even going to talk about for that long? Like, what else, what is there to say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why can't you just get all the important questions out of the way in the first Skype conversation?
When do I bring out like my foot-long list of fetishes, though?
You need to wait until at least 5 years into the marriage.
When things start to get a bit stale.
So, Muli, I know we're flipping this around a bit, but where would you say the parentometer is at this week?
Well, I think based on Star's input, I think we'll have to downgrade it from satisfied to, let's say, somewhat annoyed. We'll say somewhat annoyed, I think.
Yeah, somewhat annoyed, but still happy that you're going through the process. Happy with caveats. Yep.
Happy with caveats, so I like that.
So they're definitely the part we can all agree they're happy about is the looking for girls and, finding these great matches for you. So have you found any good matches? Who have them brought who have they brought to you so far, Muli?
So they've brought me 6 matches so far. One from the awful website that we described on the last episode, and 5 from the slightly less awful website. So I didn't really. I said no to most of them. I said no to about 4 of them, and said like maybe to 2 of them after. Like to I said they could go ahead with getting the details. I thought we could start off with a couple that I didn't like, and the reasons why, and then we could go on to the one that I did like. What do you guys think?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So the first one that I didn't like, probably like not much. It's not really because of the girl. My parents' Facebook stalked her, and she seemed okay, pretty cool from the profile, which they also sent to me, her Facebook profile as well as her matrimonial profile. So she grew up in New Zealand and is studying in Australia now. So I thought she'd be like relatively like liberal, like and modern, and relatively compatible with me. But my mom had some interesting interactions with her parents who live in New Zealand and who've been there for like 18 years, but are still very, very conservative. Like they live near a temple. They go to the temple for like pujas, like prayers. And they were like at some point expressed a lot of unhappiness that I drink socially and that I'm not a complete vegetarian. I eat eggs. So that was the line in the sand for them, I guess. So yeah, so that was a bit of an interesting experience.
So the funny thing is, they were the ones who actually approached mom and dad originally for the match.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so even though you guys matched up on the website, her parents actually got in touch with our mom and dad. But I guess maybe they didn't read your profile very closely, Muli, because they missed the part about you drinking and eating eggs, because that's clearly like a big no-no for them and a non-negotiable. But it's funny also because mom's reaction to that was, "Oh, don't worry. Eating eggs and drinking are optional for my son, so it's not." So I like that mom's just decided now that Molly's gonna stop drinking because this girl's too good of a match to let go.
It's starting on a very dangerous path, isn't it? With like these small little white lies, and then it's gonna be like, oh yes, my son's got like, a six pack and whatever not else. I guess not that that's very attractive for any Indian parent looking for a good match for their daughter.
I did say I have an athletic build, Bobby.
Yes.
Another lie.
So we've decided to code name all these women with Tamil movie and Bollywood actress names. So, Muli, do you have a code name for the New Zealand slash Aussie girl?
Oh, New Zealand slash Aussie girl is Meenakshi.
So Meenakshi is from a very traditional family. And I think this brings us to like a broader point about the Indian diaspora in general. I feel like they kind of fall firmly into two camps. Either they're like extremely traditional and they kind of feel like if we don't hold on to these values, our children will be morally corrupt, like these evil white people who just sleep around and get drunk and do drugs all the time. Or they're just like pretty chill and like, they're pretty like for a given value of Western, pretty like Western in their outlook, right?
Yeah, and I feel there's a bit of a Venn diagram with that though. I feel like there's a category also that falls slightly in the middle, like perhaps with maybe your family, Muli and Sa, and maybe even my family. Like your parents are pretty liberal in the sense that, Sa, you've clearly gone down a non-traditional path with finding a life partner. But yet they want Muli to go for an arranged marriage. And, likewise with my parents also, they're completely okay with me not having an arranged marriage, but they still place certain expectations on me, like, ah, oh, you need to get married before a certain age, or like, what are you doing? Like that kind of thing. So there's a Venn diagram from my perspective.
The only thing I'll say to that point is that I think your parents probably embraced being in the middle of the Venn diagram. Whilst Star probably had to drag our parents kicking and screaming from one end of the Venn diagram to the
That's true. I did drag them kicking and screaming. But I
middle.
think all things considered, they've adapted very well, and they're quite supportive. But every now and then, their very super traditional side will come out. And for example, when they were like visiting me and my husband, and Muli was there as well. My mom actually took me aside, and my husband was cooking at the time, and she said, "Oh," she didn't say, "Oh, like, don't you think you should help him or anything like that?" She just said, "Oh, I think you should be doing this." And I was pretty angry about that, so I just went and had a nap, which probably enraged my mom even further. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I agree, Bobby, there is a Venn diagram and there's a bit of overlap in the middle where parents like yours and mine fall into. But I wonder if part of that's also, we all live away from our mom and dad, so they have to give us a bit of freedom, right? But it sounds like for a lot of like people who've moved overseas, if they bring their young children with them, then they might feel like, oh, like we're going to raise them a certain way. Like one of the, so I actually talked to mum about Meenakshi and her mum, and one of the things she told me was that Meenakshi's mum was super, super proud about the fact that her children are completely under her control and like they do what she tells them to do. So their son, who is in his mid-20s, still lives at home with them, and I think he works with his dad in the same company, and that's like basically he does what he's told. He lives at home. They decide what he does, and he's still like very involved in like the temple and like more traditional aspects of their life. So in some ways, I'm surprised that they let their daughter move to Australia and live by herself. But obviously, that was on the proviso that she was still going to be, you know, a good girl and and do what she was
and
told.
Under and their control.
Yeah, and on no account marry a guy who drinks and eats eggs.
Yeah, I feel like while being under your parents' control might make good children, it's not going to make for a good adult or a good husband or a good wife. You know, I can't imagine being with someone who's had mommy do everything for them up till the age of like 45, you know? That sounds like an awful person to live with and be around.
Right. So I guess overall with Meenakshi, I think it was more of them rejecting me. But I think after the whole experience, even if they came back and said that, oh, you can talk to her, I would just be like, no, thanks. I think it's, I think I'm totally off her now.
I think our mom also suggested that, maybe you should just like go meet her without telling her mom and dad. And I was like, mom, I mean, it's so funny because, you know, in some ways she's very traditional, but then on the other hand, she's like, just go meet her and then like make her fall in love with you and then they'll have you guys getting married. And I was like, man, if they're not even like, if their kids are like so under their control, if you show up randomly to see this girl, she's going to slam the door in your face. There's just no way that's going to go down well.
But I mean, like, if any strange dude showed up on your doorstep and he's like, hey, I saw your profile on a matrimonial website. Let's get together, baby. Like, what do you even say?
So, Muli, I guess it's not just like, you haven't just come up, you've come across a few of these profiles that are just too traditional for you. And obviously you're saying no to them, not just because you don't think you'd be compatible, but also because there's going to be expectations on you that you're not really ready to take on, right? But there's also some like genuinely funny profiles and with like some off-putting things. So there's you're not just saying no because you think people are too traditional, but there's also other factors, right?
That's right. Oh, so and now we come to Jyotika.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
Tell us about Jyotika.
So Jyotika is not too traditional. I think she lives still in India, but like she's lived with away from her parents for a while, so she's relatively independent. But her profile is just a little bit funny, I think. So it starts off relatively normal. She's like, she likes to read, which seems to be really common in these profiles. She likes to travel, which is also quite common. She says she likes outdoors and nature, etc. Then she has a really weird sentence where she's like, oh, I as a person is an ambivert. where I have qualities of both extroversion and introversion. So I just thought it was a little bit strange. And like her profile overall was really, really earnest, but like really, really strange at the same time. I just couldn't say yes to her.
Yeah, it's funny. It's kind of like the uncanny valley of arranged marriage where you see some of these profiles and you think, was this written by like arranged marriage bot, some kind of AI? Or is this like a real person who wrote this profile? Because I mean, I guess, in a way, like her background is in psychology, so she's using this word in a technical sense. But I think it describes most people, right? I mean, we all have qualities of extroversion and introversion. I wouldn't say everyone's like, you know, it's not like you're this person who either likes to sit alone in your room 100% of the time or like you just want to go out and meet people 100% of the time. And the other funny thing about this profile is a lot of Indians describe themselves as traditional with a modern outlook or like modern with a traditional outlook, and I have no idea what this means. it's like the Wheatish of personalities where everybody has it on their profile but no one really knows what it means. It could be from anything from like I like to wear jeans or or I want to,
you
have
know,
like...
that actually wouldn't even surprise me if that was the only modern thing about them, that they wear jeans. And, you know, I feel like that's enough for them to say they're traditional with a modern outlook.
So you wear jeans, but you always wear a kurta on top? Like, is that it?
that's traditional with a modern outlook. So anyway, so you said no to her because the profile was just
It was a bit strange. Yeah, that's basically why I signed up to the
Yes.
profile. That's how it is.
Okay, Muli. So it's not all bad though. You did manage to find someone you liked. Do you want to tell us about her?
Yeah, I would. And what I'd like to say is that, like, my parents actually brought this girl up with me as somebody they thought I would like when they sent me all the different profiles. They kind of like picked this one out. So they surprised me a little bit as well, I'll have to say. So I think the girl's mom made the profile. So the mom's honesty in the profile and my parents' honesty in recommending the profile to me were both quite surprising. So, like, even though our caste is like supposed to be super vegetarian, not eat eggs, her mom said specifically that she wasn't vegetarian in the profile. And she also said that she drinks socially in the profile, which is like totally taboo for women to say on those. Otherwise, her profile was pretty normal. Like, she was like cool. She said she liked to travel, etc. What was also funny was that I think her mom put down that she likes to lift in the profile, which I thought was hilarious. Some Indian auntie saying that her daughter likes to lift, which I thought was amazing. And I also, I don't know, I might be a bit biased in this. I thought she was the prettiest one, so I did say yes to this one.
So all of this at the end has resulted in her getting the moniker Ramya Krishnan, which is a bit of a vamp in Tamil movies, but you know, typical Mooli, it's he doesn't go for the good girl heroine, he goes for the bad girl vamp in every movie that he watches. So that's your main reason for agreeing to this girl,
That's right. I do like bad girls, so I can't deny that.
I mean, personally, I have to say, when you told me about this one, I was surprised for your reasons for liking her. I mean, if the only thing you need to like someone is the fact that they eat meat, I mean, I could line up hundreds of girls for you. That's all it takes.
Bobby, I think you described it as like a, you know, when you're at school and you think someone's really cool because they got their ears pierced,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. That's how it sounded like to me. It's like, oh my God, look at her. She, I don't know, she has dyed hair. Ooh.
I think you underestimate Bobby, like what it represents for her mom, to be honest. Like, especially in like such a traditional avenue, like on the marriage profile, for her mom to say that she's not vegetarian. It's a big deal. It says quite a bit about her mom as well, which I liked. I thought her mom was also probably cool, so.
Yes, so mum told me that she talked to her mum, and that she really liked her. She was like a very easy person to talk to. She had no pretensions, very straightforward. And she was like, oh yeah, it was just a really positive experience talking to this girl's mum. And I think in a way, it's kind of, I know it's a bit weird that like our parents are talking to her parents and like every woman that they match up with, that the parents are going to be doing the talking first. But in a way, it's also kind of good because you get a really good sense of what the parents are like. And our mum and dad have been really quite honest about what their perception about all these parents have been. Like, for example, with Meenakshi, the New Zealand girl, they did not like her parents at all because
No,
they were
they hated
like,
her parents. Yeah, that's right. They've been pretty
yeah,
honest
and
about that,
then,
actually. Yeah.
exactly. And then with Ramya Krishnan's parents, mum was like, yeah, she's awesome. I really got on with her. So, I mean, our mum and dad, I wouldn't say are the most sociable people, and their social skills do leave a lot to be desired. So if someone can have a normal conversation with them, that's probably a good thing.
Come on, star. Like, Ramya Krishnan's mom is basically a saint at this point.
That's
But you
right.
know, Molly, it's really interesting because it sounds to me like your parents are a lot more in tune to what you want and what kind of girl you'd like, and even what kind of family you'd like being a part of. They're a lot more in tune with all of that than you might have initially thought, I think.
Yeah, I
Yep,
think
I
so.
agree.
They really surprised me on this one, especially them recommending it to me. I didn't think they really had it in them to be able to. I thought they would try to hide away a profile like this. Like, they would be like, let's keep this as a profile of last resort. Like, we'll get through all the vegetarian ones first, and then we'll pull this one out.
I think it also shows a willingness on their part to maybe put their expectations second to your expectations, which I think was something that you weren't expecting from them, right? That you thought that this process would be what do they want from you and what are their expectations from you. But it kind of turns out that they're actually considering compatibility and fit, and that they actually do care, that they actually do care about you and what you want out of life and what you want from someone.
And yet they only want me to talk to the girl for like 2 weeks before I say yes. That's traditional with a modern outlook. That's what that is.
That's funny.
Well, Muli, weddings take a very long time to plan. Some anyway. I'm sure there are like quickies that could be put together real quick. So from their perspective, you guys are going to have ages to know each other while the whole wedding's being planned.
Actually, the only like worry I have with Ramya Krishnan is I think she's too cool for me. Like, I don't think that's... I think that might be the only problem.
What, just because she eats meat?
Not because she eats meat. Because, like, I think she's genuinely just seems like she's too cool for me. Like, I think that's it. Like, I'm...
So do you think you deserve a girl that's awesome, Muli?
Well, of course I think I deserve a girl that's awesome. The self-confidence meter is still on 8 out of 10. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I have to say, the other thing that you liked about her was that you guys kind of have similar interests. Like, she's in research as well, and, you know, she's in academia. So there's to your credit, Muli, it wasn't just that, like, she seems really cool, she eats meat and lifts weights. You do actually have, like, a little bit more compatibility in terms of, like, having a similar background and, you know, probably, like, similar expectations out of life. Like, you know, like, not a lot of very traditional Indians would go into a field like research where you make next to no money for a long time and, you know, you study for ages and ages and, you know, shock horror, you're probably not going to get married until, you know, in your late 20s or 30s once you're done with your PhD and master's and everything.
Yeah, I think
else,
working in the same sort of area definitely helps, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So are there any other things that you've noticed about the profiles you've looked at so far?
There's a bunch of strange things, but I think it's more of like the intricacies of the matrimonial websites more so than like what I have about people. Like, a lot of the profiles, the website, like, if like sometimes you have to request people's names. So the website makes their name later and also has like you also have to request their photos once you match. So sometimes they don't have photos and they don't have a weight. There's a specific weight category in the profile, which is, I guess, good and also bad. So if people haven't put anything in the weight category, or they haven't specified it, I've kind of been assuming they're obese, but maybe it's me being a bit harsh. I don't know.
Yeah, but you also said that there's lots of profiles where everything's redacted, right? So it could probably also be one of those things where the parents don't want you to know anything until they've screened you properly.
All right, Muli, so in the whole time I've known you, I don't think I've seen you pick up at all ever in the real world. So I'm really interested to see how you go in the virtual world, and especially in this whole arranged marriage context, seeing how you go picking up these women. So thanks for listening, guys. And thanks, Muli and Star. Do join us next week when we delve a little bit deeper into the whole arranged marriage and how it all works. And we find out how Muli goes talking to some of these girls. If you have any comments, we'd love to hear them at arrangedmarriagepodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at @AMMIMpodcast. We'd also really like to thank Kevin McLeod for the use of his song Narayana in our opening and closing. Till next week, guys. Thanks for listening.